One does indeed have to be a hardy gardener when their heart breaks on May Day. And Tom Casper is a guy that will show us the way to cheer up, get outside, do what needs to be done, and never lose hope. Good morning there, sunshine.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
It's not snowing, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's probably a good thing.
So you sent me a link on my Facebook page about May 2nd being Gardening the Naked Day.
Yeah, I did. And, better today.
Was that an attempt for a ratings boost or a ratings chaser?
Oh, absolutely. You know how we are here at KUMD, man. It's all about, you know, our commercial rates and... those books, yeah, the ratings books.
Yeah, I'm afraid I wouldn't help that.
May 2nd. Well, better today than yesterday.
True that.
This obviously is some kind of an idea cooked up by people who do not live in our, you know, up north.
No. No. It May 2nd is Garden in Your Parka Day here in the area.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes.
So, yeah, well, anyway, so do true gardeners get disheartened when we get a day like yesterday, or are true gardeners more philosophical?
They're more philosophical. They, it's still early and there's things to be done in the garden, but a day like yesterday really doesn't alter your course significantly. It might, maybe there's a little bit of discouragement, but we all sort of mumble, spring in Duluth and like your weather, when you were talking about the weather, that it was summer 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Stuff. So I think that, there's still lots to be done, and your weather forecast, too, for the upcoming rest of the week is 60s and some sunshine, and good to hear or see the word sunshine in the forecast. So, it's all okay, and there's still lots to be done, even in the less-than-ideal weather conditions. So I was planting roses yesterday.
Were you?
Yes, and I became a rather muddy mess over that.
Well, not to mention, your fingers got... Do you have, like, are there heated gloves? Did you wear those... Did you wear gardening gloves and you put those little heat packets inside them?
That would have been a good idea. I didn't even think of that, and I have those. See, we should garden together.
We definitely should.
I do all the work, and you point out ways for me to be more comfortable doing it.
I think we're onto something here.
Yes.
I was good. Well, I have a rose bush to move. So now,
yes,
even though it's chilly, a person can be planting roses, though. This is good rose planting weather, apparently.
Yeah, you know, I mean, these were bare root roses that had been shipped in. And they really, anything above 26 to 27 degrees, 28 degrees, they're fine. So I was planting them actually in containers, getting them ready to go into the garden, but I needed to get their roots protected and stuff like that, because they don't like that sort of environment for very long.
So that would have been a horrible shock to them to take them out into the garden and actually just plug them right into the garden.
Well, looking at the weather forecast and seeing that we're probably not going to get down that cold here, hopefully till sometime in October, I felt pretty safe being able to do that. And again, trying to get some of those things done that you can get done this time of year with these conditions. So
now, when you order roses, as you must have done to get these bare root roses, can you expect, will you see any blooms on them this year, or are they just going to spend the year just taking hold?
No, they'll definitely bloom. They'll probably put on 2.5 to 3 feet of growth and covered with roses and things like that. If a person takes good care of them, you know, they like to be treated a certain way, like all of us, and then we bloom. So.
Yeah. Oh, you're such a softy.
Yeah, I am.
You really are. So, all right.
So
well,
we have
that's
to talk about
news.
Moving your rose bush here too.
Yeah. When is a good time to do that sort of thing?
Right now is a really good time to be doing things like that, whether it's roses or folks that are struggling with They're blueberries that haven't done real well. They're pretty shallow, small-rooted plants, and adjust very easily to moving. So if they need to add amendments to the soil or move their blueberries because they're not producing well because of lack of sun or soil conditions, now is a great time to be doing that as well. So, these first week or 10 days in May, really ideal time to be moving some of the things that we want to adjust in our gardens. The frost is out of the soil, but it's still not too warm when plants are risking drying out or things like that.
So. Now, there are a couple of plant sales coming up that folks might be getting ready for, and maybe they've got their eye on a particular part of their yard or garden, and they say, The May 20th is the big pollinators festival, and there's going to be milkweed and other good plants there for pollinators. And then, of course, the Duluth Garden Flower Society has a big plant sale. So is now a good time to start trying to get rid of the weeds and kind of prepare a place for these plants?
Sure. Now, if folks have their weeds are up, they can certainly start pulling them out.
Oh, mine are, but mine, of course, are extraordinary.
Yes. if they're up, it's a great time, especially after the moisture that we've had. The soil is much more pliable. So getting in and doing any kind of weeding or even adding soil amendments, the thing that we can all do on any of our gardens here in northern Minnesota is add compost or organic matter to the soil. It seems like almost all of our soils are deficient in that. So getting a compost from the WLSSD or other sources, getting that worked into your garden, getting them ready for the planting season. So really, this is an ideal time to be doing that, in addition to pulling out any weeds, but amending the soil to create a better growing condition for the desirable plants. So.
And you can always put on your bright yellow boots and splash around in your yard.
Exactly.
And there's something to be said for that. Turn on KUMD really loud, put the speaker outside or up to the window, and go outside in your yellow rubber boots and do a little dance.
Isn't there a song about that?
If there isn't, there ought to be.
There should be. I'll write one.
You work on that, and we'll hear that. That'll debut in 2 weeks at this time.
Two weeks. Sounds good.
All right.
A lot of pressure.
All right, TK, get writing.
I will.
Thanks, Tom. Tom Casper is our guest host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners. He's a past president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society and a master gardener, and he joins us every other Monday morning right here on 103.3 KUMD.